Hey everybody, this is Dan Young.
And Craig Morrison.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio, where every week, Craig and I bring you natural, non-invasive approaches to today's most common health concerns that you can use immediately in your home with you and your family. So, thank you so much again for Craig, this is Dan, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Hey everybody.
Good afternoon.
Happy newest year. Yeah. 2022, Craig. Wow. What an amazing past couple of years, and actually past several years here at the Country Doctor.
Yep.
We have been very, very blessed, and we hope that our conversation today and our live stream finds all of you very blessed as you kick off 2022 in a great way. Hi, Rita. Thanks for joining us. Hey, Rita, drop a comment. Let us know what the snow's like up there in the Casper area. We are getting pummeled.
Yep.
Right now as we speak here in Cheyenne, Wyoming, it is coming down bad.
Yeah, you can't see a block in front of you.
No, it's cold and it's slick out. So unless you just absolutely have to be out, regardless of where you are in the world, if you're having the kind of weather we're having today, unless you just have to go out, don't go out. Stay home, stay warm, and stay safe. Absolutely. So this is our very first, so it's January 5th, 2022. Mm-hmm. This is our very first Country Doctor Wellness Wednesday for the new year. And we're just excited to be here and be a part of, sharing with you resources. Hey, Jenny and Shell, how you guys doing? Thanks for joining us. We have snow too, she says. Wow. So we're excited to be here as an ongoing resource to help all of you folks, to whatever degree we can, put your health in order. And as some of you know who have been watching the Wellness Wednesday live stream for some years now, we always tend to focus on, this seems like the time of year to focus on, you know, we've all heard the term New Year's resolutions. Rita says, 5 to 6 inches at my house and still snowing. Ouch. Well, Rita, stay in and stay safe. Don't get out there in that stuff because it's nasty out. So as we start the new year, everyone's focus seems to be on, you know, New Year's resolutions. And
things I'm not going to do.
Things I'm not going to do, or things I'm going to do differently and better. And, you know, one of the things that we started talking about years ago and we've really tried to stay focused on for ourselves and then help others adopt some of this philosophy as well is forget about New Year's resolutions and start making some New Year's commitments. Commitments have a much more like a lock-in feel about it, right? It's much more doable. When you say this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm not doing, and you label it as a resolution, it's almost like using the word boundary. Like I have a boundary about this or that in life. And it's like, yeah, boundaries for most people are meant to be tested. They're meant to be in some ways ignored or...
It's kind of like rules.
Yeah, right? They're meant to be bent or played with. And when you make a commitment, it's like resolve to this is the way it's going to be in terms of my time invested, my efforts, the people I'm going to spend time with, the things I'm going to do. And obviously our focus in this live stream is really centered around health aspects and developing new habits, developing disciplines. And I think one of the biggest things, hey Leanna, thanks for joining us, is to remember to have structure with flexibility. There's no perfect, I think, approach to these things for any of us. I think it really boils down to, am I pursuing on a consistent basis, not perfectly, but a consistent basis. Like Craig and I spend a lot of time together. We eat meals out a lot together. We see each other's choices. And for the most part, consistently, Craig and I make on a consistent basis, 90, 95% of the time, we're making consistent choices that are in alignment with our goals, our objectives, and how we want to perform in our health. We're not overdoing anything that like breads and things like that. I think Craig still has a little rice now and then, things like that. But I haven't seen him eat bread in a long time.
Yeah, you know? I don't need a lot of bread.
You know, and so So when we think about putting our health in order, we each get to decide, hey, Wilma, thanks for joining us, what our objectives are for our health. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do I want my health objective to be? Like for me some years back, it was to lose weight, right? I really made, that was my focus. And then when that was my objective. Okay, now what's my resource? Mm-hmm. What's a resource that I could plug into that would really position me to make that happen? Now, for the most part, we're all of us very busy. We have a lot going on, family, our work life, our church and faith life. I mean, we have a lot of different things going on.
Yep.
that put demands on our time. So for me, I had to identify, okay, what are the resources that are going to position me, if my objective is to lose weight and improve my health that way, then what are the resources for me to achieve that? And in my evaluation, hey, Rick, that's tough to do when you travel as I do. My goal, 25 pounds and drop blood pressure. Okay, Rick, you're going to love this because here's what I did, okay? Because I travel a lot too and I eat out a lot and we all think that our decisions are limited, that we can't, you know, make good quality decisions when we go out to eat. So I'm glad you brought that up. It's a very valid point. For me, I chose a couple of things to avoid as consistently as possible.
Yes.
Bread, all processed grains. So no oats, wheat, corn, barley, rice. I'll have quinoa now and then, which is a seed. It's not a grain. And I'll have no potatoes of any kind. Those are the only two food groups that for me I identified and really kind of leaning more towards the ketogenic approach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my friend Aaron Martins, he took off a lot of weight. The guy's doing, he's a triathlete now. I mean, he was a couch potato. One of his favorite things to do was see how much couch time he could log on a weekend, right? I mean, yeah. That he was not active at all. Now this guy's just an amazing transformation. And he did a couple of the key things, but he did them very, very consistently day in and day out. And so for me, I identified a couple of things that I was willing to consistently commit to and then not punish myself if I didn't do it perfectly. That's one of the things that people need to remember is perfectly, right? No one does this stuff perfectly, but we can be consistent. When I cut that stuff out, I've lost over 30 pounds and kept it off the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
My highest loss was 36. I was going to weigh today and see where I was at because I don't weigh very often. But I feel good. My body performs, but I sleep good. Don't have the body aches like I used to. There's a lot of other different health benefits that I noticed personally for me that were like a ripple effect by just identifying a couple of key things, resources for me that I really just plugged into and really became very focused and committed on making those choices. The rest of it, I didn't really, you know, I didn't worry about a lot. I didn't spend a lot of time trying to figure out, okay, here's 27 steps to weight loss. No, yeah. There was one or two key things, but I was willing to do those key things very consistently.
Well, I know that, you know, like for people with chronic pain, that's mine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For people with chronic pain and some of the other stuff, there's some simple things that people can do that helps them. One is to try to avoid, you know, nightshades and
Chronic pain. Perfect. Yeah. Especially this time of year.
One of the other things that I've found is that a lot of guys, men especially, that are beer drinkers, and I was one of them, mm-hmm. and I had a lot of chronic pain and, you know, joint stuff. And I noticed that since I've quit drinking beer, that most of that stuff is cleared up.
Yep.
You know,
because of the sugar, like gas on a fire,
and the grains that they use to produce beer.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that everybody should do what I did, which was quit. But, you know, start looking at reducing the intake and see how your body reacts to it.
Yep.
And you may find that, hey, this really helps my gout. You know, I know one thing. Beer drinkers have trouble with gout.
Yep.
It's very, very common. And when they stop drinking beer, the gout symptoms, goes away.
The symptoms of drinking beer goes away.
Yeah. You know, that's just...
You bring up a very valid point. We did a class at LCCC,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lady in there. There's about 60, 80 people in the class. There's a lady sitting in the classroom, and she's like, oh my gosh, I drink milk every day. And I mm-hmm. said, well, how much milk do you drink? She says, oh, at least 3 glasses. I said, well, starting next week, could you do 2?
Yeah.
I can do that?
Gradually.
Yeah. That's called progress. That's how you make improvement. She thought, well, if I don't cut out milk 100%, then I'm a failure. I can't do it, and so I'm not going to even try. The reality of it is she was drinking 3 glasses a day. I said, starting next week, could you do 2 glasses a day? Absolutely. And then maybe in a month, a glass a day. Or maybe a glass and some almond milk and start bringing in some other nut milks instead, right? The point is making progress, noticeable progress, is not a big wow. It doesn't have to be a wow transformation. It's gradual, subtle changes over time, and you reap the benefits.
It's like when we talk to people about their diets.
Yeah, Linda, go ahead.
And we say, look, this is a gradient modification to your diet. As your diet gets better, you'll notice that your health will kind of follow that same line.
Yep.
As far as it will improve.
Yep.
And we tell people, don't beat yourself up because you make a mistake. You have a
cookie, Christmas dinner.
You go out and have a nice dinner and you have a piece of cheesecake. Well, doing that once every couple of months isn't going to hurt you.
Yeah, you can't live on that every day.
You know, but it's the people that live off of this garbage that they call food today.
Yep.
And they're eating this stuff every single day.
Yeah.
That it starts really hurting their overall health.
Linda asks a good question, or makes a comment. I wondered if coconut oil facilitates weight loss. Thank you for the question. Here's one of the things that I did for me first thing in the morning to get the body to adapt to burning fat as fuel, reserves, to burn those reserves. I would get some MCT oil, medium trans triglyceride, which is coconut oil, and I would put a tablespoon of that oil with a tablespoon of Kerrygold butter in the first morning cup of coffee after a big glass of water. First morning cup of coffee, stir it in really good, makes like a frothy, kind of a creamy butter coffee. And I would have that first thing in the morning every day. Okay. And yes, to answer your question, Linda, doing it that way stimulates the liver to start burning fat as fuel. It becomes, it makes it more adaptive. Instead of burning the sugars and the carbs, you start burning fat as fuel. It's much more efficient, and it burns the reserves that we want to lose. And so, hey, Larissa, thanks for joining us. So, Linda, I hope that answers your question okay. Rick, how does grain affect the thyroid? Great question. Number one thing to get off of.
That's
processed grains are not food. People need to wake up and understand this. Processed grains, the only people telling you that grains are healthy are the guys selling the grains. Kellogg's and Raisin Bran and all these processed
GM.
Grains.
I mean, not GM, General Mills.
General Mills, yeah. They're not General Motors.
Not General Motors. They'll tell you to drink oil.
Yeah, right. These things are like the worst on people who have any endocrine issue, okay? And this is another kind of a segue into another topic, but they're connected. People don't have thyroid problems. They don't have heart problems. They don't have kidney problems. People have an endocrine system problem.
Yeah.
Any area of one of those 17 organs that makes up that system, if it's under stress, it's going to ripple through the rest of the systems of the body. It's an impossibility that it can't.
Yep.
The human body is not like a car where one spark plug goes bad. The rest do suffer for it. Mm-hmm. They kind of do a little bit. And because we're an organic unit, anytime you have stress going on in one area, it's going to have a ripple effect. So we need to realize that grains, processed sugars, white flour products, these are the worst foods on the planet. In fact, they're not even food. They're filler.
Mm-hmm.
They make you don't feel that where you don't feel hungry, but it makes it very challenging for your body to perform by design when you're eating those foods on a consistent basis. I'm telling you right now, the number one thing, Rick, you could do is cut out processed grains. If that's the only food, but you hit it, I mean, you target it.
Yeah.
And you just adamantly insist for 90 days, taking that out. It's amazing. As far as the effect on the triglycerides, you know, here's the thing about the cholesterol triglyceride thing, okay? Nowhere in history did the cholesterol number ever prove itself to be a disease marker of cardiovascular health or disease, okay? What it did do is the companies out there, the pharmaceutical companies that could develop a drug that would limit its presence in the blood, you know, got it to where they could sell a drug that would knock the number down, but there's no correlation between total cholesterol or these numbers and an actual illness or cardiovascular disease or heart attack or stroke. Now, that being said, the way we cook fats in this country, every backyard, hey Daniel, hope you're doing well. Happy New Year, my friend. Every backyard in America has
a grill.
A grill. And they want to,
because we want to barbecue everything.
Craig, come over this weekend and we'll do what? Burn some steaks, yeah. Right? And so when you superheat that type of animal fat especially, that's what becomes very challenging for your body to process. So we use things like hawthorn. We use things like cayenne pepper. We use things like omegas. Most people in this country are really depleted in certain omegas. They can't maintain good cardiovascular profile. I'm a guy that eats, and Craig will verify that, I'll bet I eat probably a dozen eggs a week myself. At least. I did my blood work, had to have it done last year for some insurance stuff for the business. And my blood panels came in so good. Now I'm on no over-the-counter or prescription medications. B57 this year. And I my blood work came back so good from the insurance company that they dropped my rates even more for an insurance policy.
Yeah.
Now, I'm one of these that my blood, my cholesterol runs around 178 to 182, right in there. I would love to see mine higher. If anything, I think I'm at more risk. And Dr. Joel Wallach proved this when it comes to the triglyceride cholesterol issue. Hey, Rick, look up a guy by the name of Caldwell Esselstein. His name's Caldwell Esselstein, cardiologist. He works at Cleveland Clinic. It's the fourth leading clinic in the country. He did the longest study on cardiovascular health and diet with that's ever been done in history. He did it with diet. He took people who were on, you know, quadruple bypass, non-responsive to medications to lower these numbers, all this other garbage that modern medicine says is the approach, and it's a dog loser. And he changed it with diet. He's got the best record of anybody on the planet in terms of positioning people to get rid of those, to get those in a healthy area and completely medication-free. So Caldwell Esselstein out of Cleveland Clinic, Cleveland, Ohio. We got a lot of people making comments today. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, Yurtson. I got, there's Peggy, Rick. Who else? Did I miss some comments here? Nope, we're good. Linda made another comment here. What does Linda say? Thanks, Dan, for your explanation of the MCT. Kerrygold butter, love it. Helps burn fat. In Ethiopia, what does she say here? This is a great comment. In Ethiopia, people put butter. Yeah, butter in the coffee. Man, it just, it's amazing as a breakfast. Hey, Carla, thanks for joining us. Rick, you're certainly welcome for that information. So, you know, focusing in on, you know, kind of doing some house cleaning, this is the time of year for it. It's kind of a standard. It's a ritual.
Yeah.
We would all agree with that. It's kind of a ritual to go through and kind of do some house cleaning, discard things that are of no value or of use, and make some commitments to some changes. There's four areas that we try to get people to really focus on when it comes to putting their health in order, okay? And lifestyle is made up of really four basic things to keep it very simple but yet very effective. It's made up of diet, movement, rest, and stress reduction. And that's really the four key areas. If I could just get a handle and get some really good resources in place, get around people who have demonstrated the use of those resources successfully in terms of, you know, positioning themselves to perform optimally, and then refine it as I go, kind of evaluate my response. Like, Rick, I would encourage you, not just that one thing. Don't worry about anything else. If you like alcohol now and then, have it. If you like staying up late or having a cigar now and then, have it. I mean, don't worry about those other things, but just that one key thing. Identify that one thing and go all in terms of being consistent. And I'm telling you right now, my friend, you knock off the processed grains, oats, wheat, corn, rice, barley, pastas, rolls, right? Mm-hmm. All of that stuff. And you just said that one thing for 90 days, I'm going to see what my health profile looks like. I can assure you in many ways, you're going to see a huge difference in how your body feels, how you perform, your mental acuity, emotional stability, just everything.
Pain markers.
Any aches and pains, all of that stuff drastically, noticeably will improve, along with what Craig said. If you're a nightshade eater, like tomatoes, potatoes, yams, peppers, spices, things that if you eat a lot of that kind of stuff every day, you know, look at modifying that down, progressively taking that down.
One of the biggest and most important things that people need to understand is this is not a aha thing. This is a gradual thing.
Larissa said that, yeah.
Work on things slowly.
Yep.
Don't go, you know, we tell people all the time, now don't go home and throw away a bunch of good food.
Right.
It's bad food.
It's filler.
You know, you have to remember there's a lot of things about grains and stuff, as Dan was talking, that you have to understand. And the main thing is that there's a lot of gluten in grains. Mm-hmm. Gluten is basically glue. Mm-hmm. That holds stuff together. Yeah. It's a binder. The problem is when it gets into your bowel, it gets trapped in there, mm-hmm. and it turns into little pockets of rocks. Because the gluten
gets hard. Contributes to polyps,
hard.
Diverticulitis, diverticuli. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mucosal lining, sure.
And it ruins a lot of those things. So, you know, start looking at little changes like, you know, maybe doing a bowel cleanse once.
Yeah.
Once every couple of months or every you know, 3 to 6 months. Start pulling some of that stuff out.
Yeah.
And it starts cleaning up the digestive tract, which will clean up a lot of stuff, especially if you're having like headaches and some emotional issues that are going on.
Irritability, frustrations, you know, fear, yes. Morbid thoughts.
All of those things can be caused by bad gut health.
Yep.
So gradually start working on improving your gut health.
Yep.
And see how much better you feel.
Oh, it's so true. So true.
It's unbelievable.
In fact, the month of January, Craig touched on it, we kind of interjected some cleanses. Next Wednesday, so you know in advance, we're going to be going through the cleansing protocols for 2022.
Oh, cool.
Simple, effective, easy things you can do at home for cleansing. I have to do a colonoscopy in 90 days. Okay, well, I'll tell you what they're going to find. save you the hassle. So next Wednesday's cleansing protocols. Third Wednesday of the month, we're going to be going into the ketogenic diet. We're going to touch on some aspects of it, kind of dispel some myths, misnomers. We're going to talk about it as a resource. A lot of people, you know, pros and cons, what to do or not to do. There's kind of versions of it that are more effective than others. So we're going to kind of talk about that. And guess what, Rick? The fourth Wednesday of this month, the topic is going to be thyroid. So we're going to talk about specific thyroid issues along that one. So dark spaces. Yeah, you got it, brother. Hey, Diane, thanks for joining us. So that kind of rounds out the month. We're going to do our best to make sure we get more resources and things of that nature. But do if the objective, again, is overall health improvement, we'll do it, Rick. Thanks. The objective is to improve health. Mm-hmm. Then the resources are, for me, they have to be simple and easy to apply, but yet I want the biggest bang for the buck as possible for my effort. I think we all do. I think we all would agree that we want results and we want easy to apply consistent of things that we can do on a daily basis. It demonstrated for me, Rick, just so you know, that was one of the two things I did. But Craig will tell you, we were on vacation in Arizona golfing, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't even eat a chip at a Mexican restaurant. I mean, he's like, dude, you're on vacation. I mean, that's how consistent I was with really avoiding that one particular food group. And I think I did have a couple of chips that day.
Yeah.
But it's demonstrated for me by my efforts that, and in looking back on it, evaluating it, that, you know, 30 plus pounds gone and it hasn't come back. I haven't performed this well in a long time. And the interesting thing that really brought it about for me was I was going to the gym every day for 18 months, didn't lose an ounce. Donut hole. No appreciable results.
Mm-hmm.
Changed the fuel I fed the body every day, and in 4 months it melted off. And it's never come back. It's just not come back. And so now I refine it now and then. Occasionally I'll have that type of food, but very rare, as Craig will still tell you, and the people that know me and spend time with me and my family. And so for me, it's just now I did it long enough, and I love the results when I evaluate the results so much from that kind of thing that I don't want to go back to that type of habit. And really, that's a habit, you know, that in America, unfortunately, we've put ourselves in a situation where we don't look at food in proper perspective. Today, food is, let's get together and have a barbecue. Let's meet and go out to dinner at this fancy place and have, you know, drinks and mm-hmm. cheesecake. And so food has been elevated to a celebratory event.
Yeah.
It's all about the celebration and or the event with people. And, oh, then we add the food in. Purpose of food is to restore, rebuild, and repair.
To nourish the body.
To nourish and cleanse the body. That's the purpose of food. And it's not the purpose of entertainment, but it's been elevated to that. Look, you can't turn on any programs anywhere and not see a commercial for, you know, kids on cartoons. Eat our Cocoa Puffs and, mm-hmm. you know, come to Mickey D's. And, you know, my attitude is, and it's been proven several times, that the closer you get to the golden arches, the faster you get to the pearly gates. I mean, it's mm-hmm. just, if you want evidence of that, if you want evidence based on demonstration, look into, you want to start this year out right when it comes to McDonald's this year. Look up Morgan Spurlock. He did a movie, right? What was the name of it?
Supersize Me.
Supersize Me. And man, will it do it. It will do it.
It almost killed him.
He was, he did a documentary, Supersize Me. You need to take that out and read and look at it on Netflix or Hulu or whatever. And watch what Morgan Spurlock's journey was when he did McDonald's for 30 days. And what happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
And how alarmingly sick he became. And his liver markers, his metabolism, insomnias, no energy, hurt all the time. Developed severe gastrointestinal stress, vomiting. I mean, it was just...
Yeah, it almost killed him.
It almost killed him. It's a fascinating demonstration and evaluation of what eating that kind of crap, which CRAP is an acronym. It stands for carbonated, refined, artificial, and processed foods do in your life. And so, yeah, I look forward to seeing that, Rick. Yeah, let me know in March. Give us an update. And I'll ping you on the thyroid class later this month.
I'm gonna say a couple of other things.
Okay.
Imagine some rewards for yourself, and strive towards them.
Yep.
You know, set some goals.
Yep.
Strive towards them, and be kind to yourself, even during setbacks.
Yep.
You know, you set some goals and you don't quite reach them. Don't beat yourself up. Look at the positive side of it, that you achieved some progress.
Yep.
Some progress is better than none.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so always, always look at the positive side.
Yep.
As much as you possibly can. And you'll find that you'll be a lot happier.
New Year's commitments.
Yep.
And I'll finish with this. We got to get in exam rooms.
Yep.
New Year's commitments is really about the development of new habits
mm-hmm.
and being patient with yourself while those habits develop.
It takes time.
That's it. It's not overnight. It's a process. It's not an event. A conversation like we're having today could help stimulate you in the right direction. Your actions will take you, Rick, take you in that right direction, but be patient and give yourself permission to enjoy that journey for 90 days. And look forward to hearing back from Rick on that. So, Craig?
Cool.
Sir, we have to go to work.
You guys.
We get to go serve others.
Yeah. Have a wonderful and blessed week, and we'll see you next week.
Happy New Year to you all. Be blessed. Stay happy. Happy, healthy, and prosperous in this 2022 new year. Take care. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.